He says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. He wakes up. Vayomer says, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is indeed God in this place. Ve'anochi lo yadati. And I had no idea. How is it possible that something that we take for granted, God is everywhere, is something that Yaakov has comes as a revelation to him? A couple of ideas. There are competing traditions as to what place this was. The Torah itself says he came to the place was called by him Betel, and its previous name was Luz, and we have some idea where Luz was, which is relatively close to where Betel is today in the general vicinity of Ramallah. But we also have a tradition that it was Har Habayit, Har Hamoriah. Or Or Chaim says what happened was Har HaMoriah actually was uprooted from its normal place in Yerushalayim and came to Beit El, which was at that time the border of Eretz Canaan. So it was the place where Yaakov may have thought that there was the territory that God controlled was the territory of Eretz Canaan. God doesn't go outside of Eretz Canaan because the other people have their gods, and those are the gods of those places. And so that's one possibility. Another possibility is that he didn't think, no, there's no God in this place. He thought that God is in this place just like God is everywhere else. He did not anticipate that the place that he was going to was Har HaMoriah. It was a family tradition where Har HaMoriah is. He knew he was not there, so he didn't expect this to be the special place that God was. And when he arrived there, and had the dream, he realized that, oh, this is actually God's special place.
What's the actual quote that
it says
in the Torah on that God is not there?
Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is, in fact, God in this place. Ve'anochi lo yadati. And I didn't know.